just let yourself arrive, find a comfortable, relaxed posture. Just sitting with your back straight, relaxing your shoulders as much as you can. Let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees or thighs. You might let your eyes close. See if you can soften the muscles of the eyes. You might imagine you're looking down into your own body, just coming out of that and of focusing, gazing into the world that we're doing much of the time. So relaxing the eyes and the facial muscles. See if you can let your attention drop down into the body and feel how it is to be sitting here right now. Feel the contact with the chair or the cushion beneath you. Feel the warmth or the pressure. Hardness or softness. The contact of the feet with the floor. Contact with the hand of the hands with your legs, or one with the one hand with the other. You might begin by giving yourself permission to be as fully here as you can during this period of meditation, during the period of the class. So letting go as much as you can of the thoughts about the future, any concerns or worries you might have about the future, or thoughts about the past, things that seem unresolved, just to allow those to be on one side and let yourself rest in the experience of being here now. The sounds, the sensations, the feelings, emotions, thoughts, just all coming and going in awareness. Nothing to hold on to. And it's helpful at the beginning of a meditation to take a few minutes to relax, to be as relaxed and as comfortable as you can be. Because if you're tense and stressed, it's very hard to be with what is, to open to what's here. So the more at ease, the more relaxed we can be, the more we're able to be with what is. There's a few simple things that we can do that you might find helpful. One is just to take a few full breaths. Deep inhalation, filling the body, filling the lungs with breath. And then on the out-breath, just releasing, letting go. Imagine you're breathing out the cares and the concerns of the day. You might do that a few times. Deep in-breath, relaxed, out-breath, just breathing out any tension, tightness, worry. As you breathe in, you might invite the quality of calmness, calm or ease. You might even silently say the word calm as you breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, The great Zen teacher Thich Nhat Hanh has a phrase that he uses, and I find a helpful one. He says, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. So inviting this quality of calm, of relaxation, of ease. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out. You might also invite a smile or a half smile to your face, just bringing the muscles of the face into that posture of a smile or a half smile. When we do this, we're sending a message to the nervous system that things are relaxed. We don't need to be kind of tight or vigilant. We can relax. So you might see how it is to bring that smile or half smile to the corners of your eyes and of your mouth. And you can come back to it at any time in a meditation, just remembering that you can smile, noticing the effect it may have on the mind and on the nervous system. Another very helpful way of dropping down out of the mind and out of thoughts into the body and into the present is just to put a hand on the heart, on the chest, or on the belly. Feeling the life that's here, feeling the breath, feeling the warmth, the contact. And again, we can at any time in meditation just bring a hand to the belly or the heart, particularly if we're working with something that's difficult or challenging, just connecting with the life that's here, caring about the suffering, if there's suffering present. And one final simple method of relaxing and helping us arrive is just to move the attention down the body and being aware if there's any area where we might be feeling tight or tense or clenching the muscles. And if we come to a place of tension, just to invite a softening, a relaxing, an opening of that area. Often we can hold tension in the shoulders and the upper back. So just notice if there's any holding there. And just invite a softening, relaxing. You might imagine a block of ice melting to water. And the belly, we often tighten the muscles if we're tense or stressed or busy. So see if you can let the belly be open, receptive, receiving the breath. As you sit, relaxed, and at the same time alert, see if you can meet whatever experience arises with an attitude of friendliness, of kindness, welcoming whatever comes, as the poet Rumi says, welcoming the guests. Sometimes it might be a strong emotion or a difficult bodily sensation. See how it is to say yes to what is. Say yes to this. The poet Dorothy Hunt says, peace is this moment without judgment. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without judgment. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. And as you sit with this welcoming attitude, quality of mind, it can be helpful to have a focus or an anchor for our awareness. One of the most easily available and most commonly used is to bring awareness to our own breathing. Just meeting the breath as it is. Just having a focus for our attention can counter the tendency of the mind to just drift into thoughts and plans and memories. So just resting in awareness of the breath as it is. In breath. The out-breath. So bringing a conscious awareness to an activity, a function that's going on every moment of our lives, but mostly we're not conscious of, not paying attention to. And here we're just choosing to be aware of the experience of the body breathing, in-breath, out-breath. The Buddha's teachings on mindfulness of breathing began, breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. When you become aware that your attention has moved from the breath into thought, perhaps planning the future or thinking about the past or daydreaming. Sometimes it might be imaginary conversations or just images. Just gently come back again to the breath. So let your awareness come back to this moment. So the body breathing. It's not a problem in any way when our attention moves to thought. Just something to be noticed, to be aware of, and then just to choose to come back. Choose to come back to this moment, to this breath, to the body. Just noticing where your attention is right now. And choosing to be here, to be aware of your experience, to come back to the senses, come back to this moment. Just resting in presence, in awareness. This poem is The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free.